What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Early Risers Podcast. This is Thursday Thoughts. I hope you enjoy. What's up, everybody? Skylar Deem here, CEO and founder of Early Risers, where we help you build habits to increase your happiness, win each day, and create a life you can be proud of. And in this week's Thursday Thoughts, I want to talk about a slight realization that I had the other day when it comes to the language you use throughout the day or the language you use when you're addressing certain things that you're attacking in your life. Now, a little backstory. The other day I was driving in my car and I was deep in thought and I was thinking about, you know, why it's kind of on the easier side for me to resist sweets. I'm very good at saying no to the processed foods. I'll eat like the donuts and the bakery items and the baked goods that have been baked from scratch. And, you know, I know that they were made not with all these chemicals and, you know, the stuff that is on the higher end of stuff, the stuff that you can get for, it's a little more expensive, but it's obviously higher quality ingredients. But when it comes to the candy and the packaged ingredients in the grocery store that have all these additives, I've recently became just really, really good at, you know, not eating them. I've been good at, I haven't had urges. Whenever someone offers them, I'm fine with saying no. And I was kind of thinking about why that was. And in my mind, I did like a mental rehearsal of how I respond when I'm talking about these things. And what I realized was when I say, okay, I don't eat those things, I say, I don't eat those things. And I was thinking about this, I was rehearsing this in my mind, and when I kind of did a step back and I said, well, what if I said I can't? What if I said I can't eat these things? Literally just using those words, I can't, I felt a little spark inside of me to kind of have an urge to go get something. So I honestly think there's a huge, huge difference. It's not even I think, I know there's a huge, huge difference in the language that you use when you're talking about these things. You know, when you commit to using your phone less or when you commit to eating healthier or going to the gym more, there's a huge difference in saying I can't versus I don't. And this is just like a mental thing. This is how language affects the way we think. Because when you say you can't, subconsciously, it's saying, okay, you're not allowed to. And when you have that subconscious message, obviously the person inside of you that wants to do what you can't do is going to say, well, now I kind of want it even more. So I can't use my phone past 8 p.m. Well, now I kind of want to use it more. I can't eat that donut. Well, now I kind of want to eat it more. But if you take the time and you say, don't, you know, I don't, you're identifying with the person who does not do that thing. You're creating that identity in yourself. So instead of, you know, I can't, it's I'm not the type of person to do that thing. I do not use my phone past 8 p.m. I do not eat sweets after a certain time or during the certain day of the week or whatever rule you want to set for yourself. But the difference in the language is so, so, so important. And I think that's something that slides past a lot of people. And, you know, obviously when you're trying these new things, it should be your goal to make it as easy as possible for you. So you're not always using your willpower. You're not always fighting these urges. And the simple switch in that one word, can't versus don't, can be the difference between you caving in and eating that donut or staying up late or staying on your phone, and the difference between you maintaining that self-control and maintaining that identity in your mind that you don't go through with those things. So next time you're in a situation where you're committing to stopping something or to using something less or not using something at all, make sure you pay special, special attention to the language that you use. You don't want to get caught in a situation where you say you can't do something and then you find yourself craving that even more. You want to find yourself in the spot where you say, I don't do these things. I've literally crafted my own identity to be the type of person that does not do this thing or that does this thing less. And that simple, 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 simple change can be the difference between you caving in and you keep going strong. So take mental inventory whenever you start something new. What language are you using and how is it affecting the way you carry yourself? How is it affecting your self-esteem? How is it affecting your willpower? And if you can pay conscious note, you can actually make a mental switch to use that different language, to be more careful with the words that you use so they promote your success. That was something that was on my mind. I hope that serves you in some way. With that being said, guys and girls, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you as always. Make sure you check the show notes for all links to any messages or any updates or anything else. And if you are listening on iTunes, it would mean the world to me if you could go rate, review, and subscribe. But thank you everyone for listening. Keep killing it, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Thursday Thoughts. I appreciate you. I will be sure to talk to you next time, and make sure that, as always, you keep killing it. Take care.